It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
We got the AC on because it's messed up out there.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but then tomorrow's going to be awesome.
It's right here.
Be awesome for a while. So, the wife, the producer, has been shopping for a dish drying rack strainer thing that there's this kind that goes over the sink.
Oh.
So it's like really tall. And so it's like using the airspace basically over the sink.
Okay.
To get more room, because she likes to, a lot of our things need hand washing rather than dishwasher. And she's like, there's just not enough space in this little one.
Sure.
She's just looking at these. And she shows me something that she did when she found this one on Amazon. And it has the description of the features, as many things on Amazon are want to have.
Sure.
And it lists them out. And the first bullet point says one dish rack. Or like dish drying rack or something like that.
Sure.
Which you can see in the pictures, true. And then it says, next bullet point is one cutting board rack slash drying rack slash holder.
Okay.
And then the third and final point says some hookers.
Amazon has really
taken
their business in a different direction. I didn't know.
Well, but see, it's so much cooler than that, because the hookers one is obvious.
Yeah.
But also some is interesting.
They don't specify, I suppose.
Is it more than one?
Yes.
Presumably.
It's probably because their warehouses are, you know, they use robots, and maybe they're not sophisticated enough.
To put a specific amount of hookers.
Yeah, they could do one or
some.
That's basically
what we're thinking of. Like, is one, and then some. After that, it's some.
Yeah.
Some hookers.
We just, artificial intelligence isn't there yet. That's the problem.
Yes. So, yeah, we've been including that on lists a lot since then.
Oh.
Just make a list of stuff and then put in some hookers.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that's something that enhances their market share or harms them. It could harm them.
I'm hoping I can get them to wash dishes.
Well, sure.
I mean, is there? I mean, if I bought a hooker, I have a lot of questions. Okay, we probably should read the reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
I also thought buying a hooker kind of is counter to the point. No, we'll read the reviews. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast in the world that is to podcast what the TV show Supernatural is to TV. It's weekly, every episode technically different, but still pretty much the same. By and large, there are only two characters, the same two guys every time, and it's occasionally monstrous, but usually not in a particularly interesting way. I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 393.
Oh, crap, I just realized, and I have to be Dean in this, too, because you're clearly Sam.
Yeah, clearly. There's no question about it.
Or, I think it's more accurate to say, you're clearly not Dean.
That is more accurate.
So, by default.
That is more accurate.
You are Sam.
Yeah.
What episode number was it, did you say?
393?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
All right. For those of you just joining us for the first time, this is not a Supernatural fan podcast, so go somewhere else. Here's how this show works. We have a hat. It's magical in that it has its own email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Folks like yourselves, cool people, sexy people, possibly people who watch Supernatural. I don't know. write in to that email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com, with little notes, comments, topics, questions, things like that. The hat magically, on its own, transmogrifies those emails into little note cards with the information written on them that manifests physically within the hat itself. We, its eponymous servants, draw the note cards out of the hat at random, read them on the air, talk about them till we're bored, do that for about an hour, and that's the whole show, except the parts that aren't, which is most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we missed last week, or I mean, the good us missed last week.
Yep.
Because I was not feeling well.
Are you feeling better? I should have
asked. I am. I'm still not sure what happened.
Oh.
Because at the time, I thought it was something to do with my blood sugar.
Oh.
But later, my blood, when I came home from work in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I took my blood sugar, and it was not what I expected it to be based on some things. And I eventually figured out, I think I had a problem related to blood sugar. But that was a quickly, easily solved thing, and there was also something else that was wrong with
me. Oh, just coincidentally, or
I guess indirectly related. I don't know, because that basically the next day I was fine as far as the thing that I attributed to my blood sugar. But I went to work. Well, Wednesday was when I came home first,
sure.
And then Thursday I went to work, and then I came home even earlier that day. So then I canceled this, and so I ended up not going to the gym on Thursday or Friday, which is the first times I have missed since I started up. Since July. But then I did something I never freaking do. I went Sunday.
Really?
And I made up my Thursday, because my Thursday routine is pretty heavy.
Oh, okay.
So I went back and I did that on Sunday.
Sure, right.
Yeah, I've never done that. Going to the gym on the weekend sucks.
It does?
Yeah. During the week, I just know that, like, work is coming and stuff, so there's no, like, urgency to hurry up and so you can get ready for work or whatever. But on the weekend, it's like 9 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm like, as soon as I finish this, I can have the rest of my weekend.
Right.
So every minute just feels like an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because you have the rest of your day to look forward to, as opposed to, I'm just going to go to work. Still watching Supernatural. It got complicated. The other day at the gym, I had to watch I Love Lucy. Because for some reason, the Wi-Fi at the gym suddenly hates my tablet. Works for other people, doesn't work. But Netflix will let you download episodes. So I did that beforehand today, and it still hated it today, but I had it downloaded, so I'm fine. Still not super thinking it's a good show.
Well, it's not a good show.
It is not.
It's just, it could be fun if you are into that kind of thing, and sometimes it's very self-referential, which is hilarious.
And there are moments, and there are also moments where I'm like, that's clearly a reference to something I don't know.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Right.
But the big thing that has recently hit me, because, I mean, no shows of this nature are good. Like, the hour-long action genre show is never good, per se.
That's right.
It's just, and often, not unlike sitcoms, the same sort of things keep happening over and over again.
Yep.
However, in most of them, you have a diverse broadcast, and so this episode is focused on this person. This one is about the relationship between these two.
Sure,
this one.
I guess this,
it's either a Sam episode or a Dean episode.
Yeah, kind of.
And then next time it'll be another Sam episode or Dean episode.
That's kind of true.
And they're, at this point, they are not interesting enough characters to carry a show by themselves.
Mm.
And that's what's largely happening here. And also, there's that problem. And, I mean, again, all shows have that, but since there's only two characters, it really stands out. They never learn any of their lessons. The lesson they learned at the end of the episode, next time, is gone again.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
We
often would ask, wait a minute, why are they having this conversation
again? They had the same conversation
before. Why is Sam doing this again?
Because he's sad. And then, yeah, and then there's other times that I'm just like, like, different episodes, they're not all written by the same people. And so some episodes I'm like, literally, these guys, who I'm not huge fans of, are way better at this than they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That's been weird. But I'm in a fun one now, where some supernatural shit is going on, and everybody doesn't believe it's supernatural shit, except this one loner guy who actually believes it's a government conspiracy instead, and so they're kind of having to work with him, but there's some confusion there, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's an interesting, different change of pace for once.
I
so
guess,
that's kind
yeah.
of fun.
I'm trying to remember that one. I kind of do remember it, but
I hate. And also for my boss who listens and who won't shut up about this. No, I haven't seen the Genie episode yet. It hasn't come up yet. She really liked the Genie episode, so she can't. She keeps asking me if I've seen the Genie episode. Haven't seen the Genie episode yet. I'll let you know.
Well, you're only watching like half an episode at a time.
Yeah, no, so I'm almost exactly halfway, but in season two.
So I'm
very early still.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, how have your 2 weeks been?
Well, we worked on Briar Rose over the last weekend, and that was fun.
Yeah, progress is being made.
It's really fun to hear all these recordings that people made completely all by themselves come together, and they sound like they were in the same room when they made them. It's amazing. Also, I saw A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not. Oh. It was very popular. It's not my kind of spooky movie, kind of, so I didn't really bother.
I don't know if I should say anything about it.
I mean, I know the plot. I read the movie spoiler on it. So.
Does it seem silly to you, the premise of it?
No.
No?
I mean,
because it seemed completely silly to me.
I watch a lot of horror movies, so...
Well,
silly premise.
This seems silly in a completely implausible kind of way, but I was willing for them to show me how this could work, and then they did not. Not only did they not show me how it could work, but they contradicted their rules many times or had evidence of things that... Everybody knows, if they've seen the trailers, that they have to be very quiet because whatever is hunting them can hear really well
yes,
and is going to
the
come
evil out. Monsters track sound.
Right. But there are some times where like a character will just make a noise and there's absolutely no consequence for it. There are other times where, for example, there's electricity. I'll just say that in the place they live.
Yeah.
But this is after a huge... apocalypse kind of thing. How do they have electricity?
A lot of those things bug me in a lot of movies, especially since I found out gasoline expires.
Well, sure.
If there's ever an apocalypse, gasoline's only going to last about a year.
Yeah, there's that.
And
but
then it goes bad. Stuff like that.
There's just constant things on the screen that I'm thinking, you couldn't have that without noise. You couldn't do that without noise. You couldn't do that without noise. And human beings make noise. I mean, just involuntarily. You sneeze, they made it seem like you have to be so quiet that you couldn't make like if you're sleeping, you might make an involuntary noise.
Well,
so it's kind of ridiculous.
Do keep in mind, I'm guessing the humans in this haven't exactly had a chance to run clinical trials or read a manual. So if they just figured out that sound's a problem, then they might have no sense of it. And they might not even pay attention to the fact that, I made more sounds doing this thing that I didn't even think about that didn't bug anybody.
That's an interesting point, but that's another problem with it beforehand, which is, okay, so presumably these creatures can hear really well, but you can judge again by the previews that you don't have to worry about being seen by them, just being heard by them. So then you start to wonder... Didn't someone figure out that these things had really sensitive hearing, and wouldn't that present some immediate solutions, that say the military could put into practice to conquer these things? So then I thought, well, maybe they'll have some explanation for that. Again, not only did they not counter that concern, but there were things in the movie that made you, if you hadn't thought about it before, you're going to think about it now. How did that happen? How did it happen that the military didn't use technology that, granted, not everybody knows exists, but I know exists, to fight these things? So
William has very high level clearance.
No, it's just
military.
No, it's just.
He's got a pass. People, he doesn't like to talk about.
I get news from science sources that cover DARPA in particular.
He's seen some shit.
Anyway.
War.
So while I'm
war never changes.
While I'm watching this stupid movie, just everything that happens. And there's one scene where something happens in a kind of an agricultural context that is completely stupid. It doesn't make any sense. If you've ever
did they have a couple thousand acres of farm?
I'm not going to say there were a couple things that were like, no, there's no way this fits into
your... Did they plant their chickens too deep or too shallow?
So everything that happens in the film... Now, it's very well directed and acted and it looks good. So, I mean, all the credit it's getting for those things, but I just kept getting taken out of the story by every little thing that happened that made zero sense up against their premise. It's kind of like watching Ant-Man that way. Where you seem to be slapped in the face over and over with, that's not supposed to work. That, you know, more so than other superhero movies. So I couldn't even begin to enjoy it. Now, I know a lot of people think it's great.
Yeah, it was very popular.
Yeah. My wife didn't really get into it either, but...
Because you were laughing too hard.
No, I was trying not to respond at all and, you know, and say obvious things, but it just was... I don't think it was her kind of thing. And we also watched The Conjuring again, the first Conjuring, and we both... probably in contrast thought it was really, really good. Then we watched Conjuring 2 and it wasn't
Electric
so good
Boogaloo.
It wasn't so good, but yeah, we've you know, this time of year we start to watch scary movies. Like, I mean,
yeah,
we watch them all year round, but this time of year we like to watch them quite a bit.
Yeah,
even up through Christmas. So we've kind of picked up the pace on watching scary movies, and we got that one because everyone said it was really terrifying and all this stuff, and it's like, eh,
get Hereditary. Apparently that one's really fucked up.
Maybe it seems like I've seen that. Maybe not. Anyway, what about your 2 weeks?
I finally got back to writing.
Oh, good.
Haven't gone very far yet. It's really hard. And I'm still trying to process it. I'm starting to feel like it's not a very good book.
Why?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because other people whose opinions I trust and respect, think it is a very good book.
Yeah, sure.
I think some of it is through the process and through planning for the future and so forth, I'm learning lessons that without rewriting the whole thing, I can't apply here.
Mm.
So that's part of the problem. And you know me, I get on to another thing. So like in my head, I've been very into what I'm going to do in... Becca James Lowenstein, Queen of the Space Pirates, exclamation point. And of course, since I haven't written any of that, it's all potential, so it's a perfect book at the moment.
Oh, sure, right.
So just comparatively, this one's bad. Also, and I hate this because I really do have to give at least one more solid rewrite and probably at least two more solid rewrites. I feel like maybe I've just spent too much time on this thing. Like, I've been looking at it too long and rewriting it too many times. Because I'm down to where just like every sentence I'm just nitpicking things. But to be fair, I'm also in the beginning. And the beginning of Odd Wings is very complicated. Trying to establish everything.
Right.
It's very weird and tricky. And all the stuff with Rebecca and the trans person stuff. And the awkward... I've cleaned up things. Abraham is explained much better now. There's a lot of things that I'm like, this relationship didn't make sense and I have to fix it, so I'm doing a lot of that. I think right now what I'm doing is I'm literally reading all the editor's notes, except a couple hard copies that I can't currently find, for each chapter, and then going back and rewriting that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I may need to start doing that less,
because
I think then I get too much going on in my head when I get neurotic about the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
everything
so
we'll
have to see.
Everything you're saying sounds normal to me for the process.
I'm just not digging it so much these days, but...
Well, I mean, it's...
Well, it's a first novel. First novels often suck compared to other things, too.
Well, and there are a lot of things that are not fun about the process.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
But I'm going along, so that's good. Watched a couple things. Big one that has been very surprising to me. I finally decided to watch Altered Carbon.
Okay. We watched one episode and...
Oh, did you watch... I thought you watched the whole thing.
No, in one episode and we weren't interested in the rest.
Interesting. Because, as we know, as I've talked about, I read the books they're based off of.
Okay.
And I have a major sort of love-hate thing with the books.
Hmm.
To the degree, I really enjoyed them at the time. But in retrospect, I think if I had picked them up now, I might not even finish them because of some of the stuff in it. There's a lot of toxic masculine stuff in it. There's a lot of violence. There's torture in it that is kind of detailed and I don't like and things like that. I'm really liking this show. And I'm not entirely sure why. Because the problematic things are still sort of there. It's really good cyberpunk, which doesn't really happen in movies a lot and in TV a lot.
That's true.
And this is good. It is gorgeous. It's supposedly the most expensive season of TV to date. And it's really gorgeous. It's done the thing like Ready Player One did. The TV show is taking things from a perspective and addressing issues that the books didn't because they are current issues that weren't sort of around as much. The class issue, which is a huge thing in this series, is an even more huge thing in the TV show because there's very strong shades of one percenters and stuff like that in this.
Sure.
It takes a hard left from the book about halfway through the series. The plot has gone in completely different direction. To the point that I have no idea what happened in the last two. I was pleased because, as I said, there's torture in the first one. And, in fact, there's a very specific section of torture in the books that's awful. And that's the part that I'm like, if I was reading it today for the first time, I don't think I could cope with that. And I knew when it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they ended an episode, and I'm like, they did that. I know that's what's coming. I was very pleased. First of all, it wasn't fun. There was torture in the thing, but it was so much less bad than the book. And also, in the book, it's all first-person perspective from our hero. So you're just there the whole time. This is multiple perspectives. So we had, like, a B storyline and stuff like that, which was nice and was not involving torture. And so you got breaks from
it.
But they also, they did some really messed up stuff in the book, and they didn't do it. Addie's messing around the equipment and is freaking out.
I've never seen him do that before.
Yeah, he just likes checking stuff out. But I really like it. I'm kind of surprised. And some of the things they've done new are very cool. They have brought in some characters that didn't really exist before that are very cool. They have dumbed down a lot of things. Part of the premise of the series is that, I mean, it's a transhuman thing and everybody can get digitally downloaded so they can be stored as data or they can be put into a new body or things like that. And our hero, for lack of a better term, has not been anywhere for 250 years. He was essentially in prison, basically, digital prison. And now he's out in the world again. And part of the thing is he's the last of this particular group of a paramilitary force from an uprising that was happening in the galaxy at the time. As the series goes on, we do flashbacks and we talk more about that. We have dumbed that the fuck down. In the books, this is a movement started by a particular woman that is like a major philosophical perspective. And in fact, through the whole trilogy, this is a thing, is what her philosophy was on society versus what's going on and why they felt they had to have this sort of revolution that ultimately failed. They have way dumbed it down for this. They have shortened the time frame. They have really simplified the philosophy. And so that's disappointing, but I get it. It's for TV.
Sure.
But it is very disappointing because I'm like, no, this is so much more interesting than that. I am driven absolutely nuts by the fact that, as I think I said before about these books, it is a major plot point that the dude is of both Slavic and Japanese descent. His name is Takeshi Kovach. And he knows if someone knows him based on how they pronounce his name, because people who know him say Kovach, and people who don't know him say Kovacs. This is a plot point through the first two books. Sadly, not through the third book, so when they had a different narrator for the audiobook in the third one, he actually mispronounces his own fucking name, which drove me insane. But in the TV show, it's Kovach, and no one ever, even if they just met him or just read his name somewhere, and even if they are a junkie in the gutter, mispronounces it, ever. I'm like, really? Nobody sees that and says Kovacs? That's weird. But it's really good. It's got James Purfoy is in it. It's the main guy is Joel Kinnaman or whatever, which is hilarious to me because I last saw him as the orc in Bright, which sucked. But he does really well in this. Yeah, I really kind of like it. I've been surprised. So, yeah, it's on Netflix if anybody else wants to check it out. And it's not as bad as I was worried it would be. Like, I was worried I was going to hit something and be like, yeah, I have to stop watching
Well,
this.
We only watched one episode and just decided to watch something else.
And it may not be your thing then, because the first episode is what, like, got me. I was like, holy shit, wow. They really did this well. And in fact, the first three episodes, I was absolutely in love with the series. One could argue, since episode four onward, I've kind of liked it a little less each time. Mm. But I liked the first three so much that I'm still high in the like range. But yeah, if you weren't really into the beginning, then I'm like, I don't know that you'll like it so much. But I also like that it was short. I'm really curious where they're going to go with it. I think it was popular enough they might give it a second season at some point. And the neat thing about it is because people can be in different bodies, you could just do a whole new cast.
Sure.
But in the books, they take place many years apart and on completely different planets. Mm. And like, to a degree, they're almost different books. This is a very cyberpunk noir thing set on Earth in the cities and stuff like this. The second book is like guerrilla warfare in the jungle of this planet. Like, so it's a very different vibe. And I think they probably wouldn't do that. I think they'd probably find a way to sort of keep the setting they have, but we'll see. Maybe they won't even do it. I still have two episodes left, so I don't know. Also watching a weird show called Final Space. Unfortunately, I think the only way you can see it is if you have TBS, that channel, and you can get the app, and then it's there. Or maybe if on demand also from TBS. But it was just a little while ago they did it. And it's an animated sci-fi show, comedic animated sci-fi show. So in the vein of, like, Futurama.
Okay.
But it's not as good as Futurama. But it also has a fairly tight and specific plot arc, like, that actually matters and is actually interesting and has, like, twists and surprises and mysteries and stuff. And so it's a weird mix of, like, it's just goofy as hell and, like, a lot of things don't make sense, like Futurama. Like, there are things that you're like, that wouldn't be like that, and they're like, yeah, because it was for a one-off joke, shut up. And but at the same time, there's, like, serious stuff going on, and, like, you want to, oh, who is this? Oh, this person is that person from, like, it's interesting. And again, contained. Like, it may get more, I don't know if it was popular or not, but clearly we're going to resolve the plot arc we have now.
Right.
So that's been fun, too. And they're short, just, like, 22-minute episodes, but it's been kind of fun. Saw the weirdest movie called Demonium. 2015 sci-fi horror, maybe?
Demonium?
From Argentina.
Oh.
And you probably have never seen, like, an action movie from Japan from, like, the 90s onward.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen some stuff.
They have
foreign stuff.
They're all goofy as shit. And they all are, like, ultra-violent. And even when they're serious, they get really silly in places. And they frequently have weird special effects that look not unlike Power Rangers and shit like that.
Okay.
And weird, confusing plots where it's like, no, because I was your father the whole time. And, you know, that kind of shit. And they're all just so insane. And this is clearly somebody who watched a lot of those and decided to make one. Because it's very heavily anime-inspired. To the degree that I was sure there was a source material. Because not only is it very heavily Japanese-inspired, even though it's in Spanish with subtitles, like, there's characters that have, like, traits that are, like, a major point, but, like, it's never explained, or, like, to the degree that I'm like, this character is clearly from something.
Oh, okay.
Like, they put too much into the character for how short a time they're on screen.
Right, right.
Clearly, it's from a different show or thing. But I've looked it up, and it's not. Like, a long time ago, they made a short film based on the same sort of premise, but that was it. And there is a manga out there called Demonium, but it's a completely different plot or anything. And it's a weird, this is a weird alternate universe kind of thing where magic and science and technology exist in the same place, and there's, like, demons, and some people summon demons for things and stuff, and it's really weird. And it doesn't say that you were talking about the following your own rules thing. There's bits with, like, if you're dealing with the demon and there's things you can't do. And one of them is nobody use the same word in a sentence, in the same sentence, like, more than once.
Okay.
And somebody does that, and they're like, no, don't, you can't. And that person, like, gets killed or whatever because they did it. But before then, several other people did it earlier. But I was like, do articles count? Like, because they use this, but they use the.
Sure.
Like, does that count? I'm like, oh, but that guy used you twice. Why didn't that make a difference? And it's dumb and weird, and, like, they don't really even give you the backstory until, like, halfway through the movie. There's a whole plot involving two major characters that go through a really lot of stuff and trauma, and at first you even think the movie's sort of from their perspective, and they end up dying having had no impact on anything at all.
Wow.
It's weird. But it's a trip, so if you're sitting around, you know, having a few beers, it's also on Netflix. It's called Demonium. It's weird as shit. Check it out. I actually think Altered Carbon is good. I do not think Demonium is good. This is weird as shit. But Argentina has a lot of movies being made, and some of them are really good. I've seen some movies recently out of Argentina that I really liked. Okay. Children of the Night came out of there, and I really enjoyed that. Yeah, there's, like, a burgeoning, and it doesn't have a Something Wood name, as far as I know. All other countries that have burgeoning things have the Bollywood, Nollywood, which I think is Nigeria. Philippines has one. I don't know, Phillywood or something. I don't know. They all have that really stupid. It's like putting gate at the end of anything bad that happens. But I don't think Argentina has one. Argywood. Yeah, no, I don't think there's one there. I don't think there's too much else. We're going to start on Tuesday, the Dresden Files game, finally.
Oh, okay.
We've had a couple weeks off here because people have been traveling and things like that. But we're finally going to start it. I'm excited about that. It's really going to look like one of these sci-fi TV shows. Like, the more I, like, adjust things to make it work for the small town setting and stuff, the more I'm like, yeah, this is going to be very episodic. This is going to have, we're going to have some Monster of the Week shit going on, and then we'll have major arcs that, like, continue in places. But the whole thing, to me, I'm like, sci-fi made this TV show. Like, I am pulling it from the future, wherever it is, and turning it into a game. But I think it's going to be cool. Yeah, I guess let's hat some stuff.
Okay.
I'm still reading Raven Boys. I don't have much to say about that.
Abby made me watch Halloween.
The original Halloween?
Yep.
How did that go?
Not well.
In the sense that you thought it was bad, or that it scared the shit out of you?
No,
or
in the
what?
Sense I thought it was bad. Like, really bad.
Because I have not seen it, partially because I was too scared to. Remember, I grew up terrified of scary stuff and horror movies and the dark. And so, even though I love that kind of stuff now, a lot of things are just ingrained in there. The things that were supposed to be the classic scary ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween's one of them.
Yeah, I didn't think it was scary.
But, okay, is it scarier to know that was a William Shatner mask?
No, I knew it was a William Shatner mask.
Because to me, that's scary.
Really?
William Shatner, ooh, terrifying.
I just didn't think it was a very well made film. I was really surprised that it was such a phenomenon, I guess. But maybe
it was the first. It wasn't the first slasher. It was the first slasher to make it big. So that was a thing. Now a lot of stuff in it looks very cliche, but that's because it started it.
I guess so. This is from Azure Talon.
Azure Talon, which, by the way, Azure Talon keeps punking me with a lot of stuff on Facebook, but I don't talk about it because whatever. Mostly because I don't remember after the fact.
And it's been summarized, it looks like. There's a link to something here, but I, of course it's...
Well, that's good. Push on the paper.
It's a note card, so I can't...
Why would you send hyperlinks when you know it gets transmogrified into...
Maybe he thought the magic could do something about the link, but...
Maybe he doesn't know how paper works.
Well, magic, you know... You never know what's going to happen with magic, I guess. But we all have right, said
well
that
then
this
try
is
the link, William.
There's no. It's like this just says link. There's nothing to do.
Oh.
And I'm not going to lick it, so.
I appreciate that.
So there's just what I mean by that is there are a limited number of things I'm going to try. talking about it.
I think that's fair,
I'm not going to sit on it. I'm not going to step on it.
Azure Talon has no right to expect more from you. I don't. No, I think that's totally fair.
And this question is specifically for me.
All right, good. I'm out.
William, in episode 361, you said you were looking at Transformers toys online. I said that. Did I say that?
It was 30 weeks ago. 32 weeks ago.
Was that because of me? Here's my collection.
God damn it, Azure Talon.
It was not because of you or your collection. Didn't know you had one.
You suck so bad.
Transformers toys online. I mean, I could have been doing that because here's the thing.
Why would it be because of him?
No reason. Here's the thing about Transformers. So
they're robots in disguise.
Transformers. And a lot of cartoons around it, which, like, G.I. Joe, I think, was one of them.
Cobots.
I think Ninja Turtles was kind of around the same time, maybe?
No, it was later.
Okay.
Ninja Turtles was a 90s thing.
Okay. Well, anyway.
And those were 80s.
Yeah, that's right. Transformers was 80s, and G.I. Joe was 80s, and there was some other thing. But these were when I was, like, in junior high and high school.
Okay.
So I wasn't sort of into them, but I did like the idea of the Transformers. Mm-hmm. I mean, not so much the cartoon, but the toys. Like, I was very fascinated by the toys that, you know, because they actually made them kind of cool. Like an ambulance, it looked like an ambulance. And then when you unfolded it, it looked like a giant robot. I mean, because there were ripoff toys that's like, well, the vehicle does not look like a vehicle, or the robot doesn't look like a robot. But some of the Transformers brand things they were making really transformed.
Yeah, they do.
Cool. And figuring out how to get them to transform or transform faster was fun, because my mom was babysitting a kid who had all this stuff, and he'd bring it over, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. The cartoon I didn't really care for, but the toys were awesome. So apparently some time ago, almost a year, not quite a year, I guess, I was, for whatever reason, looking at Transformer toys online for something.
And it had nothing to do with you, Azure Talon. Why would it?
I mean,
don't know you, dude.
My brother,
I mean, do,
recently got married, and he's
to
got
a Transformer.
He's got stepdaughters, and one of them is quite young, so you know she's still someone you could buy toys for.
Transform into a car.
Well, she might like Transformers, is what I'm saying.
I had friends in college. The year before I started school where I was, a guy who became a friend when I went there, it was a freshman that year. He's a year ahead of me. In his freshman year, he ended up dating a woman who was a senior, and they ended up getting engaged.
Wow.
But then she went to grad school. So when I show up, he's a sophomore, I'm a freshman, we become friends, and I keep hearing about this fiance who's off to grad school. But she finishes, like, after a year or two or whatever, and she comes and she gets a job in town, and she lives in town, and he moves into an apartment with her while he's still finishing school. So I get to know her, too, and we're all friends with her. Anyway, so they have their wedding in town.
Okay.
So a bunch of us were, like, there for that and all that. And their wedding registry, because they were both Sears Geek was full of toys, and a lot of it was Star Wars, because it was right around, it was before the prequels, but it was the special edition.
Yeah, there was a big re-release of figures.
Yeah, so then a lot of that stuff, so it was a lot of Star Wars things. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was goddamn, that was also the height of the board games that involve a VHS.
Oh, sure.
And so we had the Star Wars one of that.
Yeah.
And Darth Vader's on is like, the player sitting furthest to the left, I am controlling you now.
That's a fun game.
You are. Yeah, it's also silly.
But it's fun.
But yeah.
And eventually one of you turns against the rest,
yeah.
And it's really fun. And James Earl Jones did the voice and everything.
Yeah, no, he totally did. But yeah, so all that stuff. So when you were talking about your brother getting married and toys, I was immediately like, did he register for a bunch of Transformers? What I always found fascinating, and I've never had a good explanation for this, one of the Transformers is named, depending on where you looked, Jetstream or Skystream. I think he was one in the TV show, and the toy was the other for some reason. They changed the name on him. And he was a plane that then could turn into a robot, and he was very big. And he was not part of, like, the original ones. He was one of the later, he, like, showed up later kind of thing. And he looked exactly like the planes / spaceships that could transform into mechs in Robotech. Like, exactly like that.
Hmm.
To the degree that, like, in Robotech, there's a thing where, like, they would land and, like, the legs of the... It was a plane, but then the legs of the robot would come out to, like, land.
Mm.
And you could do that with him. Like, you could just pull down his legs and he would look exactly like that. And I found that so weird because it was just so identical, but they had nothing to do with each other as far as continuities are concerned.
Well,
and I never got a good answer for that.
As it,
if you, Adjutant, this might be some shit that you know. Do you know why Skystream / Jetstream looked exactly like the Robotech alphas or whatever?
Well, as it turns out, I just recently watched a program about the Transformers. There's a channel on YouTube where the guy talks about action figures, and one of the things he said about the early Transformers was that there were two. There were sort of two things going on in Japan that the Transformers, you know, kind of became one thing in the United States, but it was actually two things in Japan somehow.
Okay, because that could be a thing. Because, like, Robotech itself, what we all know as Robotech, is in fact three different anime series that they just connected into one overarching plot by changing the dubbing and shit.
Well,
so it could have been something like that.
One of the things they said was that Optimus Prime, before he was Optimus Prime in America, was a transforming robot that a person operated. He didn't.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have his own, you know. What do you call those?
Spark.
Whatever. So he transformed to a truck and a robot, but a person had to control
him.
Yeah,
pilot him. Yeah.
Yeah, pilot just, him. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but then he became Optimus Prime when he came over here. So somewhere back in the history of Transformers, there was some crossover with different things. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Did you ever watch any later TV shows about Transformers?
No.
Because they made more. In fact, they're still making them, and some of them are weird. But they had a set called... they had a series called Beast Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And then they had a follow-up series called Beast Machines that was literally a sequel series. And it was interesting because it had very heavy-duty overarching plot and was fairly involved.
Mm.
And I found it interesting. And it had lots of, like, I mean, for still a kid's show, like, emotional stuff and people, like, changing sides because of actual reasons and stuff like that. And I found that kind of cool. Yeah.
Transformers were one of the reasons, you know, is when I was in junior high and high school, I used to think, man, I wish they had these when I was a kid. But I didn't think that about G.I. Joes or anything else. Just those toys because they were so cool. But I didn't really like the cartoons that went with the toys. I guess.
Well, it was always weird because the cartoons back then were largely made as to be commercials for the toys,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, and
He-Man had some of that shit too.
And the thing is, I grew up, I mean, Saturday morning cartoons were sort of invented so that you could show kids commercials for toys and things, but the toys in the weren't in the cartoons usually.
Yeah, no, that was a new marketing discovery.
So, you know, we watched Scooby-Doo, but we never saw any Scooby-Doo toy commercials. We watched Super Friends, and weirdly, we never really saw any DC superhero commercials.
Oh, God, that so sucked.
But then, right after I was old enough that I wasn't, you know, getting toys for Christmas or anything anymore, and wasn't asking for toys for Christmas, it seemed like all the toys had cartoons, and like you said, the cartoons were just big commercials for the toys.
This day, though, on the rare occasions I get a polystyrene cup, if I find myself chewing on it, I feel bad that Wonder Woman is disappointed in me.
What?
Super Friends, like many shows at the time, had the stupid little lesson at the end.
Yeah.
In order to get the educational informational tag so they could get, I think, tax write-off or something.
Oh, I see.
Either that or it was a law that said it had to be educational or whatever, and this is how you could get away with it. He-Man had a thing about fucking brushing your teeth. But there was one on Super Friends.
Oh, He-Man, that was after my time.
Where Wonder Woman stopped kids from chewing on plastic cups, which at the time was polystyrene cups.
Huh.
And I don't remember why. I think you swallow it and that'll be bad. Or I don't remember why she gave a damn.
I don't remember.
But she golden lassoed it away. She's like, they're not for chewing. I remember this.
Yeah, but He-Man was that was another toy
oriented
thing. I forgot.
No, I was. Oh, yeah. He-Man was my jam.
Really?
I'm so pissed at myself because later I felt like I sort of outgrew it. And there was a time where I had three major playsets with a bunch of toys connected. I had Castle Grayskull and all my He-Man shit. I had the Terrordrome and all my G.I. Joe stuff in it. And that was probably my newest one, which is probably why I thought I liked it best. And then I had inherited this old fucking thing that was, you know, the movie The Guns of Navarone?
Yeah.
I had the playset.
What?
I had fucking Navarone.
Wow.
The mountain. And it was open in the back, and there were all these levels.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
I don't know, but it was an awesome toy. And it was just like army men, you know, like they on the little.
There was a playset for Guns.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Wow.
Guns of Navarone. I don't know anything about the movie, but I had the Navarone playset. And at a certain point, my parents were like, "You have too much shit. You have to pick one of these three to get rid of." And I picked He-Man, and I don't know why. First of all, it was the coolest. Well, actually, now that I'm older, the Guns of Navarone one's probably the coolest. But it was cool. And also, it would be worth so goddamn much now.
Mm.
Those toys would be worth so much. But yeah, so I picked that because I think I had had it the longest, and so in my head, it was the least interesting. But
well,
speaking of cool shit like Wonder Woman, though, did you see the Captain Marvel trailer?
Sure, yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
It looked like a fun Marvel movie. My wife liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot.
She was surprised how much she liked it.
I had very similar feelings to when we were finally seeing Wonder Woman trailers.
I think she felt that way too.
Somebody learned the actual lesson for Wonder Woman, and weirdly, it appeared to be Marvel.
Yeah, she's like, really excited about it.
DC learned the lesson that, oh, our movies need to be brighter and less dark and brooding. True, but the real lesson from Wonder Woman is take a woman, make her the main character, let her kick some ass, and don't sexualize her too much, and people will watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what this looks like.
It does look like that. And
I'm very excited.
And
even the shit that's not that looks cool. Very excited to see baby Agent Coulson. Very excited to see two-eyed Nick Fury. I'm very excited to see the other outer space people, because she's... In some ways, her origin story is Green Lantern-ish.
Sort of.
And she you know, fights intergalactic crime and shit with some other guys. And I'm glad that we're going to touch on that and stuff, and that looks cool, too. But, yeah, mostly she looks badass, and she's kicking ass at stuff, and it does not look male-gazy, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, you're right. I think those are probably all the reasons that
and
my
it
wife's
looks
excited about it.
Nicely... It totally looks like a movie that I can send people to who haven't watched the rest of the MCU.
I hope so.
I mean, it's clearly... We're introducing her so then the next month she can save everybody from the vicious Thanos finger snap.
I guess.
But, yeah, don't you remember the end of Infinity War?
Remember.
Yeah, that's the
I
thing.
Remember.
She's going to save us all. But... Oh, God. I can't remember. Did you see Ant-Man and Wasp?
Yeah.
That post-credit shit was fucked up. I'm like, I don't care, and yet at the same time, damn. Why'd you have to remind me of that? But yeah, so I'm excited about that. It looks cool. What else is coming out in the near future? I had the chance.
Ralph 2.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Poppins is coming out.
I don't give two shits about Mary Poppins. Trish will probably make me see it unless she and her sister go see it. I never was into Mary Poppins. The scene at the bank traumatized me as a child.
Really?
And on top of all of that, now as an adult, Mary Poppins is incredibly problematic in so many ways. So I really don't care about the fucking sequel. And also, it's a sequel decades later. I'm like, God damn it. But unfortunately, even though it hasn't been 14 years, I feel about the Wreck-It Ralph sequel kind of like I felt about the Incredibles sequel. I'm like, I loved Wreck-It. I really did love Wreck-It Ralph. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't need a sequel. And I feel like it had sort of a Fable quality.
Yeah.
That Fables don't have sequels.
That's right.
And so I'm like,
yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm sure I'll see it. And I'll probably even like it. But I'm a little sad it exists,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why do we have to keep doing this?
Yep, yeah.
And I'm afraid to say in a few years when it finally happens, I might feel that way about Black Panther 2.
That's a little different.
Yeah. I mean, when it's comic booky, it's like, these are the adventures, and now you can have new adventures. That's cool. I also like that the Captain Marvel thing does not appear to be an origin story.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. I mean,
I think it's going to have bits in flashback.
Yeah, flashback stuff, sure.
But, which, is this the first one that really didn't have an origin story? Because even Wonder Woman cheated and had an origin story.
The first Marvel one?
The first superhero one of this era.
I guess. I don't know.
Aquaman might.
Hulk didn't really.
That's true. I still haven't seen that one. I still need to
Hulk,
see that
Hulk
one.
Hulk didn't really.
Hulk and no smash.
I have no idea what Aquaman's going to do. We'll see it, obviously, but I don't know what's going to happen with that.
I don't think I'll see it.
Hulk didn't have one. I think most of the rest of... Well, I mean, does Thor technically have one?
I do consider that his origin story.
Okay.
Because that's how he first came to Earth and... Well, learn to be a good guy and shit like that.
Let's
be honest. Up to that point, he was basically an arrogant surgeon who was obsessed with the quality of his hands. And so he had to have his car accident and then learn magic powers.
I see.
Do you really?
You're saying there's a parallel there.
I think so. I think Thor was just being himself, and yeah, he had powers and stuff, but he was an Asgardian. He was just this dude. Like, he wasn't a superhero. He wasn't a comic book superhero yet. He just was a god who didn't know any better. So I feel like that's still his origin story.
Yeah, I get it.
Because if you want his origin story, they did it in Greece. Oh, sorry, in Norway a long time ago.
Ant-Man's origin story is a little weird because it's
the second Ant-Man's origin
story.
Yeah,
right. That's a little strange.
We're going to get more Ant-Man movies, aren't we?
And the new Spider-Man didn't have an origin story.
No, which was awesome. That's true. And that was a good thing. That was a very good thing. The next Spider-Man comes very shortly after Avengers 4.
They're just cranking them out.
But except we have this gap right now. There's nothing till March.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, yeah, March, April, and then I want to say, like, June or some shit, like, right away. After April, though, I'm now my own free man again.
What do you mean?
I mean, I was committed to the MCU through Avengers 4.
And then?
After that, I can decide. After that, I don't have to see any more goddamn Ant-Man movies if I don't want to.
Okay.
And maybe no Spider-Man. I don't know. I really did like that Spider-Man. It's my favorite Spider-Man. But that's a low bar. Are you going to get the DC streaming service, do you think?
It's tempting because it has a lot of stuff. I mean,
good stuff from before and original stuff they're planning on.
Yeah,
doing.
I could watch. I mean, I could watch Batman.
All the Batman animations.
Yeah, I could watch them anytime I want. I could watch all the Brave and the Bolds that I want. I could watch.
Will they have Batman Beyond on there? Because as much as I tend not to like that premise that shows do, that was actually a really good show.
Yeah, they're going to have that. I could watch Linda Carter's Wonder Woman all I want. I could watch, you know, the Nolan Batmans, I think, are going to be on there. I mean, everything's going to be on there. So it's like, man, how could you not? That's almost worth it just for that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if any of the new shows are going to be any good. I'm suspecting they won't be. But maybe I wouldn't care if I was watching all that other stuff. But I don't know. Because so, the problem there is, where's it end? Right? It's like, oh, well, should I get the Disney streaming then? Because that's going to have all the Star Wars stuff on it.
And yeah. I am pleased. Speaking of, though, ABC, not Disney or Marvel specifically, ABC is planning a new show. Superhero show. All female superheroes. Written by the dude who wrote Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yes.
But they're Marvel heroes.
Yes. And that's all the details we have, except it sounds like it's going to be sort of lesser known ones, so people are already having very little information, sort of comparing it to like Marvel's version of Legends of Tomorrow kind of thing.
Mm.
I'm kind of excited about that.
That
except
interesting.
To date, I've never successfully liked a superhero TV show, so that could be a problem.
Well,
Constantine doesn't fucking count. People.
They're typically not good.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch all the DC shows, but they're not good.
I found out, now I have this cool TV.
DC fan.
CW Seed, which is, CW surprisingly has a few different streaming apps.
Yeah.
But CW Seed is one of them. Mm-hmm. And that one is like just free,
appears? Maybe. I don't know.
But I get CW, so I can watch it anyway. But it's got the animated Constantine stuff on it.
Yeah, and the animated Vixen stuff on it.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about that.
I think the Vixens. I've heard the Vixen stuff's really good. I don't remember the Constantine stuff.
It's Matt Ryan again doing the voice.
Doing
on
the
it,
voice,
so.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And I'm not watching Legends Tomorrow for it because I didn't like Legends Tomorrow. Although apparently, if you can get through the entire first season, then it starts to get good. It's like a 22 episode season.
I've liked Legends since the beginning because I like Katie Lotz mostly, and I like Brandon Ralph. So,
did I ever tell you that my trainer at a job was the best man at his wedding?
I think you did tell me that.
Yeah. He's the guy who told me the best wings in town, too. And that burrito that you get at the bodega that's part of the VFW building. That shitty job I worked for like 4 weeks and then walked out on. But yeah, he's Brandon Rush's friend from growing up.
Good friend, apparently.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Like, he wasn't making shit up. I actually saw the picture. Because, like, I mean, I go around telling people I was at Brandon Rush's wedding also.
You do?
Yeah, all the time.
I didn't know that.
It surprisingly opens fewer doors than you would expect.
Yeah, yeah. Probably should pick someone else, but then it wouldn't be as plausible.
Yeah. All right, we should wrap this up.
Okay.
If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed today, send a self-addressed stamped envelope and $2.50 to the Magical Talking Hat. P.O. Box 159, Pueblo, Colorado, 80078.
Yeah.
Pueblo, Colorado, White Plains, New York, and then a distant third, but still in there, was Portland, Oregon for some reason. All the things on TV where you would, like, send away shit. And I know Portland especially because they never fucking pronounce it. It was always Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. All right. And, God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be.
What?
It was an old religious show that was on in the mornings sometimes. When I was a little kid, like, sometimes I just had to watch fucking TV, and it didn't matter what it was. Like, I watched a lot of episodes of The Crystal Cathedral.
You did?
When I was a kid. Because it was the least boring thing on, and the idea of not having the TV on was not an option.
Okay.
Like, it did nothing for my soul, but I watched a lot of it. But there was some other show, and yeah, that was the thing. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be.
Okay.
And weirdly, you've forgotten, but I think I've referenced that before in this show.
Okay.
But anyway, also, don't kill bugs, and listen next week.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.